We already have emergency traffic coverage for you headed out this early in the afternoon. What's going on, Ricky Meese?
Well, this all began in South Salt Lake where a car hit a power pole. That power pole took out power in South Salt Lake. It happened at 3300 and 3200 South at 3rd West. As a result, the traffic lights along 3300 South in South Salt Lake, both directions, and UDOT's reporting it between 900 West and 200 East are out, and traffic is just a mess. I'm seeing the delays through the one camera we have available, and you are going to see these slowdowns. So you need to avoid 3300 South. Now, it is also affecting traffic on I-15. If you're northbound and trying to exit or gain entrance to I-15 at 33rd South, you're going to run into some problems. If you're southbound on I-15, exiting at 33rd South is also a mess, and there we have delays back to the I-80-201 interchange. But good news, the rest of the Valley freeways, including I-15 in Utah County, are in good shape. Mark?
We got a crash in both directions. I-84, 6 miles east of Snowville, Box Elder County. Looks like at least on one side, the left lane is closed, but we are hearing that the delays and the crash getting cleared, so it looks a little bit better. Far as coming up through South Salt Lake into downtown and up into Davis County, don't have any major problems I'm looking at right now. When it comes to cleaning your car's vital engine parts, Chevron with Techron is unbeatable. Chevron with Techron, care for your car. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.